Okay.
Okay. Start and stop times, huh?
We went back through the previous cases, and we determined that in 2001, which is the last case that hours of operation were discussed, that the hours, the original hours of operation, where did that go? At the meeting held on January 29th, 2001, and for case number 7357, Mr. Fuqua noted on the board, or to the board, that the stipulation for the hours needed to be addressed, and that the applicant wanted to change the hours from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the exception for state contracts, which may require rush jobs with different hours. That case was approved on March 12, 2001. After discussion, Mr. Mills said that Tokan was operating the plant better than what was proposed at the original hearing. Mr. Rickard said that he visited the site at least four times, nothing wrong with the operation, and it was approved unanimously 5-0 for 5 years. 2006, there were no changes to the hours, or no request for changes to the hours that we saw, and there was nothing in 2013 that we saw either that addressed hours.
Scroll back up there at the top, please. Yeah, to tell us what kind of permits they submitted for this, because we don't have their DENREC permit.
No, but the EPA, I noticed in there, said that.
Go ahead.
Is this far?
Right there. This is for the asphalt plant. Mm-hmm. And this would have been a renewal, right?
Correct.
Yep. So why don't we have that information now? If you were doing a renewal in 2001 that had your emission compliance test results summary, your DelDOT entrance approval and comments, average load information, your job information, why don't we have all those things now?
Can you provide that for us?
We can get that together, yes.
So we can leave the record open mm-hmm. for that?
I would just need a copy of this. Now, I know that we didn't bring it to the last renewal.
No.
But you said everything was the same.
Yeah, it is.
But your times are 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And that is for production, or is that for loadout?
That's loadout.
Operation.
Unless it's...
operation.
Unless it's
I don't think
state contract.
It said operation. I don't think it said specifically loadout.
Prior to this application and approval, it states that, Brian Peck, Vice President of Tilcon, was sworn in and testified that what Mr. Fuqua stated is correct, that the hours of operation, are 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and
6:30 p.m.
Originally it was 6:30, and at this meeting in 2001 they requested to change those hours to 6 a.m. and that was approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang.
So that's operation. Mixing or that is mixing and loadout and
that's
everything.
Starting the plant up.
Yeah, yeah. Running the plant.
Unless a state project.
Unless a state project.
Yeah, unless a state contract.
But if you provided all that in 2001 and all we're getting here is a letter from Alan Myers and a little map, I think we need more information.
Okay.
Not trying to be.
No, that's fine.
I think
as long as I can get a copy of this, we can get, we have record of everything that we do on a daily.
And then
I can't say that there hasn't been trucks that left before 6, but I know that we have state contracts that would represent that.
But that's all.
I noticed in those minutes that it stated that out of 200 complaints to the EPA, they found two violations. I assume that those any violations are corrected immediately.
Now, this is changed. The company has changed hands since 2001, maybe two or three times.
I understand.
You're representing Alan Myers,
yes.
So we would want to know if they've had any
We have not had any EPA.
But we need to see
that
in writing.
We can get that in paper. Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Yeah, we can have a report.
And any complaints to DENREC for noise, smell, or ash in the air?
That would come from DENREC.
Yeah. That would
now,
be great.
Now, then permits would be suffice every 5 years. Now, ash in the air, I'm a little bit confused about that.
Well, that's what she spoke about, ash in the air.
Yeah, that's what, I guess that's what I'm a little bit confused on, what ash.
Do you have ash in the air?
We don't have ash. We don't run ash. We don't.
Make ash.
No, we don't do it.
Because I'm kind of.
And maybe it's an ash.
Up to speed on asphalt, but.
Maybe it's an ash-like substance is what she's referring to, not specifically ash, but my assumption, and correct me if I'm wrong, ma'am, you can do it by a head shake, yes or no. It's something that
it's like specks.
Specks, okay.
Little black specks.
Okay.
Like dust,
maybe.
Right.
Or asphalt.
Particularly.
Now, can I ask where you guys live at? Can I ask that
You can
question?
Ask us.
Where do they live?
You can come up and answer.
We already have it because they were sworn in.
They live up near the entrance. Yes?
I don't know about.
If it perhaps it'd be easier rather
I
than
attend all the meetings.
Okay. Ma'am, if that's something you want to know, it'd be best if they came up and showed us on the map where they lived. If that's okay.
Yeah, if I can find it.
Can you come up this way so we can? We can't see you over there.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Let me see what you have.
Right back there.
Yeah, I live right here.
Okay.
And they've got 3 new houses here now.
Okay, so you live off of.
I'm on Brazier Road.
Brazier Road, yes.
So, it comes from 113.
Right there.
Right, wherever it is, 113, and then. Well, you come here.
Yes.
And then I live up there.
Okay, on Brazier, okay.
But all this is a development here.
Sure.
And my brother lived in that area, mm-hmm. and he would have black specks all over his windows all the time.
The black specks probably come, you probably use the mix put back down again, the grinds. That's what you use for your driveway?
The millings?
The millings.
But the millings wouldn't give a black, it wouldn't. I mean, there's nothing that's emitted into the air. All of that is ran through a quote-unquote bag house. So that's more of the exhaust.
They catch it all.
It catches it all. And I mean, when we do the DENREC, we have very, very tight parameters on any type of airborne dust. Yeah. Like, I mean, very, very tight for Delaware and DENREC. Yeah. So I guess that's what I'm. And I mean, it looks to me she lives closer to the highway sound than what she does to the asphalt plant sound. So I guess that's where a little bit of a confusion that I would have.
There's a lot of buffer between her and the highway, too.
Yeah.
And there's also
there's a lot of buffer
a new
between
development
you, yes.
and yeah. a pond. And
yep.
There's 3 new houses there.
Yeah. So there's buffer both ways.
Okay.
I think we approved you last time I was here. You said nothing changed, everything's the same.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't ask for anything.
Right, and there wasn't any, I don't think there was anyone in opposition.
We didn't buy an opposition last time either.
So, I mean, that's why we did what we did.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that truthfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you're going to bring back, we're going to look at.
Now, is it able to submit that in letter form?
Yes.
Or would I have to come back? It doesn't matter.
If we leave the hearing open for that purpose,
okay.
You would submit that, and the public hearing would be closed.
Okay.
So there'd be no more testimony.
Okay. Just for us to look at and then make our decision.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
okay.
Perfect.
All right.
So you were ahead of, I mean, DENREC.
Well,
all
unless
that
we did have a question on what he submitted.
I mean, it would be DENREC's.
Yeah.
DENREC's findings.
Yeah.
It would be
no
straightforward.
Well, unless, of course, as Ms. McGee said, there's question on it. You know, who knows what those documents will say. You could do it one of two ways. You could say, you know, this is based on the things. But then if you had a question, we'd have to.
Reopen it,
and that's a whole other process. Whereas if you were just to say, let's put it on for perhaps old business at a future meeting for the limited purpose of allowing the board to ask the applicant any questions related to the documents submitted, the applicant would have a period of time of which to submit those documents to the board, and then the board could ask questions of the applicant, and that would be the only thing. We've done that in the past. You could do something like that. That way the universe isn't open as far as public comment, things like that coming in, but if you had questions based on what you saw or follow-up from tonight, you could ask the applicant those kinds of questions.
Let's leave it open then.
So
it can come back then, right?
You would leave it open for a limited purpose.
Yeah.
A limited stated purpose. You wouldn't leave it open for everything.
No, just for his DEMREC and sure. The approval and all that. And that, if we got any questions on that, he can come back and answer.
I think what we, if that's the way that the board wanted to go, I'd suggest having a date certain by which the applicant could get that information to us. It sounds like from his testimony that he has some of that.
First meeting in August?
Readily available.
We have all of this information readily available. Okay. We have all of our permits on site. We have everything that's readily available.
So the
first
meeting?
Of August is okay. Yes.
23rd of this month?
July 23rd.
I'm sure that I can get a lot of the information. I'd like to push it to August just to make sure that I can have
first
all the T's and C's counted. But,
perhaps then what we could suggest, if I may, is that the record be left open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to present document. Provide the board with documentation regarding its DEMREC and or EPA permits, any violation notices, compliance reports, things of that sort. And those would be due by the last Monday in July, which would then, that would give the board a week to review them before the first hearing in August. Okay. And that this be put on for old business for the first meeting in August. For the limited purpose of allowing the board to ask questions of the applicant regarding any of the submissions or the record.
I so move.
Okay.
And before we move on it, I did want to address for the ladies in opposition that if you have, you know, issues other than with traffic, that's DelDOT and environment, the EPA and DEMREC, but you also have your elected officials that you can contact as well, to register your grievances or complaints. But it, we can only go based on this testimony and if there's no violations, then apparently nobody's been complaining to those folks.
Now, can we go back? I do want to make a comment on that because I wanted to make sure that everybody's in. Could you just zoom back into the road there, where their little curve is right there?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this was purposely made like this, but a loaded asphalt truck around a 90-degree turn is maxed out at about 5 or 6 mile an hour. We did a safety review on this. We have a world-class safety record here in Allen Myers. We're under a 1.
I understand.
We won the 2017 news report, a record for safety and transportation. We have did a record safety review on this. There is no way for a loaded asphalt truck to go from that corner to the entrance of the thing more than 10 mile an hour in an increased speed. So at that point, there's no way for them to go past that stop sign that has been put there, that was there ever since I've been there, more than 15 mile an hour. Now, it might sound different in a dump truck that's empty and a dump truck that's loaded, because a dump truck that's empty is very loud compared to a loaded dump truck. Now, an unloaded dump truck can get into a little bit higher, but we are limited with speed miles, a mile per hour, and speed limits on that whole entire road. And there's a reason that it is that wavy. It's to deter from them guys going as fast as they possibly can.
Well, and also because Melvin didn't want it any closer to the end of his runway.
Which hasn't been used at all.
Right.
Yep. Now has topsoil stored on it.
What does it? Yeah. Shame.
I'm done.
Okay.
So I'm clear, what am I going to get a report stating what we need, or should I have took notes? Because I'm a little bit.
Well, I think if you call the office, they can provide you.
Okay, so we'll call and we'll just make sure.
Or
okay.
You could go online and look up the minutes for what was. Okay.
Got it.
Either way, you can call.
I think the way the motion was it was for. Copies of any and all DEMREC and EPA permits, violation reports, compliance reports.
From the 2011.
2001.
Our 2001 on. Hearing, what they submitted.
Well, to up to date, correct.
Just for clarification, how long has this company been operating?
We purchased Tilcon in 2009.
So do we just want, since they've...
Sure.
since 2009 forward or all the way back to 2001? Because
9-year history should be plenty.
Yeah, I would say since they
I can give you the history of that entire site from Alan Meyer's standpoint. Prior to that, I cannot.
No, no.
Yeah, I don't have access
to
that.
I understand that.
Yeah, 2009.
I think it's 2009. It was right in that
10, 11, whatever, but from that
point on. No, it was definitely before there. I think it was either the end of 8, beginning of 9, or the end of 9, beginning of 10. It was somewhere in that.
We're not looking for detailed reports, just summaries.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Now you make a motion.
I did. I so moved.
You make that a motion?
I do.
Leave it open for such reporting.
Okay.
And?
Yes.
What Jamie said.
Yeah. Yeah, what Jamie said. Okay. Then all second. Those in favor of the motion. Okay, I got a motion by Ms. McGill, second by Mr. Mills, that we leave case number 12,165 open for limited purpose. I report from DENRAC and EPA for permits and violations. The information to be in by the last of July, so we can have a week to review it for our first meeting in August. Is that about right, Mr.
Sharp? And also that it would be put on old business for the first meeting in August, where the applicant will be able to answer any questions the board may have regarding the hearing and any of the submissions that have been submitted.
Okay.
Average
that's for that limited purpose.
Job information.
Current DENRAC permits.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's okay. Right there, 1 through 16.
Okay.
That is out, I take that with me.
That is applicable now.
Okay. Then all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,165 will be left open. Okay, that is all of the old business and then the public hearings. And now we'll move on into additional business. And the first order of additional business will be the reorganization for the coming